This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will join us later in the program. Same with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. A lot to do today. Welcome a new advertiser to the program. Looking forward to that. Give him a shout out. I gave you a little hint. If you're looking to move, you're going to want to lean in and listen real close here. All right? If you're looking to move to or from about anywhere in America, you'll want to listen in real close. Real close. In fact, if you're just now thinking about it and you're thinking, gosh, I should do this, and then there's actually a program where you... Well, I don't want to give away all the... Just listen. Just listen. Just keep listening. What else do we have? So Jason Bohr, Lignite Energy Council, today on the program. Also, our conversation with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, which our audience directed, asked a lot of the questions, so that's good. I want to spend a little time talking about the doctors that are getting trashed. It's no longer America when a doctor, multiple doctors, having had success treating patients, saving lives, expressed the facts of those cases and were shut down. What exactly is that all about? Crazy. But I want to start with this, and welcome everybody. My name's Scott Hinnon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, raring to go. Hard at it.
Kevin, well, I don't know if I go that far, but...
Kevin Flynn, too.
Good morning.
So he sounded a little more like he was raring to go. Todd, you're still a little bit of like, it's Monday, this stinks. Yeah. Monday sticks.
Not a real good liar, I guess.
Yeah, I get okay. Chris Larson is here as well. Chris Larson is our ace producer, and Leah Beckstrom is here. Leah is handling social media today. She live blogs during the show, so you can follow what's on your mind and get little tidbits of what's happening on the program, who's next, who said what. So if, like, you know, you had to hop out of the truck for a second, you come back, you go, what did I miss? Well, then you can find out right there. So just follow us at What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter account. All right, here's what I'd like your help on. I started wondering, and of course, I think the most important thing of everything we do in these 90-some-odd days until Election Day is to think about what we can do personally to make sure Joe Biden doesn't go within a mile of the Oval Office. He and the people around him. I saw Bernie Sanders say the other day, or the weekend, now here's how it works. We get him elected, and then we transform everything into a progressive policy. Oh, I see how they work, yeah. Just to get us to come along, and this is not your parents' Democratic Party, folks. This is the party of AOC. Mm-hmm. This is the party of Portland. This
yep.
is the party of Ilhan Omar and
by the way,
downtown
Portland?
Minneapolis. And
Portland had the deadliest July since the 80s.
You don't say.
Yeah.
All that peaceful protesting.
Yep.
So that must have been people just, well, a lot of heart attacks yep. or something. I'm just dropping over from whatever.
30 dead in July.
Mm.
Yep, deadliest yeah. since the mid-80s in Portland. Yeah. Chicago, by the way, had the worst shootings over the weekend they've had yet.
But here's what I'm thinking, folks. Our most important mission should be to say, I'm just going to do whatever it takes. Some people are going to be able to write a check. Some people are going to volunteer. Some people are going to talk to people. Some aren't going to spend a dime. They'll go door to door. Whatever. Whatever your thing is, okay? So I was thinking, don't throw anything at me now. Careful. You won't have to duck a shoe here. But I was thinking, you know, this latest round of coronavirus relief, you know, that was all done very, very quickly. Very quickly. And honestly, I think it was the best thing. Just get it out. Remember that? I mean, Senator Cramer was
yep.
calling us literally from the Senate. They were there for 4 or 5 days nonstop negotiating, and he talked about the PPP program, and he talked about, you know, the low interest loans and, you know, the things that were going to happen.
Yep.
And all of that, a very good idea in my mind, to shore people up through this.
You bet.
I mean, government told you to shut down, right? So you got to do something. You can't just say we're going to stick it to all these businesses and they can fend for themselves. So you got to keep people employed. That's the underpinning of the economy. Well, then of course the Democrats are going to want what they want. And of course, what do they want? They want people to be able to work. I'm sorry, people not to have to work but still get paid. That's what the Democrats want. I can work. No, here's a little bonus to not work, and we're going to give you a little bonus so you actually make more money not working than you would working. Now, only today's Democratic Party could come up with that stupid idea, right?
Exactly.
But it was done very quickly. It was thrown together, and now it's time to renew it. Well, guess what? You can't renew it. If you don't renew it, you're going to starve people. You're going to see. It was a helping hand. Short period of time, you said, oh, okay, whatever. You recognize it very early. This doesn't make sense. Businesses are trying to get people back. They can't get people back because they're making more in unemployment. Really dumb. So here's where I am going to risk the ire of the audience. I started to think this weekend, is that a hill we want to die on right now? In other words, they're going to use this. They're going to say, very different than what it is, Republicans are ripping away unemployment insurance. You hear, listen to how they talk about it now. They're ripping away unemployment insurance from people. They're in the middle of the worst economic crisis ever. That's a pandemic, and they're ripping it away. So part of me started thinking, is this a hill to die on?
Not they, it's Trump. Trump's ripping it away.
Of course, that's what they'll make it in the election. Because Trump is against this. They've tried different things, stepping it up, whatever.
Orange man bad.
There you go. Yeah. Play Chuckie Schumer, and let's hear the kind of rhetoric we're going to get.
Oh.
Do you have this queued up for that?
I do.
Okay.
All right.
We can underfund what's needed, and it will cost us more in the long run because COVID will still stay with us. And as long as COVID stays with us, the economy will not recover. Or we can spend the adequate, robust dollars now and end this crisis. I hope President Trump learned the lesson when he pushed the governors of some southern states, Florida, Texas, Arizona, to open up very quickly, and we now see what has happened.
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're supposed to let states decide, then you let states decide, and they say, you pushed them to open up! You pushed them to open up! I mean, you can write the script before you even see his lips flap, you know. Do you have the part where he talked about the four priorities?
Towards the beginning. This is about...
It was towards the beginning, and the first priority was the unemployment one. I want to listen to his rhetoric a little bit, because I have to decide whether or not it's smart to die on this hill or not.
I think this is...
We have to renew the unemployment insurance, and not just for a week.
No.
But for a long period of time.
Forever.
At the level that is fair and right, the $600. If we don't, there will be millions of state and local workers, firefighters, people who pick up the garbage, people who drive the buses who will be laid off, and state and local governments will come to a standstill.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, at the $600, that's fair. That's fair. So here's
a long time.
Here's my question for you, folks. I flirted with the idea that this was not a hill to die on for that very reason, that this would be easily demagogued. And then I came to my senses. Todd waved some smelling salts under my nose. And I had an awakening.
You came to?
I came to.
Okay.
I had an awakening. And I thought, you know what? If somebody votes for Joe Biden because Donald Trump didn't want to pay people a bonus for not working, they're not a Republican anyway. They're not a conservative. They're not in with 100 miles of the Founding Fathers. I don't think that's... So I think this is actually a smart heel as long as we position it correctly. You've got to address this back at them. You know, Biden and Democrats want to make more people dependent on government by raising taxes on those of us who work in order to give everyone else that doesn't more money than they'd make by going back to their old job. I think actually that could be a winning political argument. To say, look, I mean, if you want more people dependent on government, which is what Biden and Democrats want, that's why they're doing $600. They want them dependent on them.
Of course
they want
do.
To go, dear Chucky, oh, Nancy.
They care.
Can I have that? Tina Smith.
Oh.
Minnesota's empty suit or dress. I think somebody ought to ask Tina Smith a few tough questions. I never even see the woman. Do you ever see
her
quoted in a paper
clip
on the news?
Nope.
Jason Lewis is everywhere.
Yep.
She's hiding in the bunker with Joe.
Absolutely. She says, make as little wave as possible.
So, I don't know. There's a little back and forth on my weekend. This weekend, thinking about, you know, what do we do? I think we make the right case. I think we make the case of what we believe and why we believe it. And have a better chance of bringing people along. But you tell me. Call 701-258-0550. Text me 701-367-2054. Todd Two, more coming up.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Only ain't. Thought I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Let the girl in my feet. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting.
listen to this song all day long. Just saying. Back on What's On Your Mind, give us a call at 800-228-0550. Don't give your heart. Should the Republicans, President Trump, die on the hill of standing up against the $600 bonus for unemployment insurance in the coronavirus relief package round two? Or should this be a perfect illustration of the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? By the way, Chicago police say murders are up 139% July 2019 to July 2020.
But I thought they had all the guns.
100.
Gun control.
39%. The 52% hike, percentage change in total homicides. Double-digit jump in homicides across 36 of the 50 largest U.S. cities. Gee, I wonder if that has anything to do with the police.
But you know who's leading the way of all cities in the last 4 months? What? Minneapolis, ladies and gentlemen. 95% increase in violent crime. Murders are up. Yeah.
I can hardly wait to go there again.
Yeah.
I'm really anxious to go there. You guys?
Yeah. No, I was just there.
We did the Lake Street Drive a few weeks ago, and it looks brutal.
Terrible. Yep, we were down there too. Yep.
Not good.
Boards are still there. No one's rushing in there to rebuild anything.
Today's program is brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Now with a great deal on the mattress topper, 30% off. This mattress topper is awesome. And it'll save you a lot of money from buying a new bed. You don't need the new bed. If you've been thinking of a new bed, get the mattress topper. Put it on. Lay on it. You're going to love it. Plus, you get two free standard MyPillows. So you get the two MyPillows plus 30% off the mattress topper if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them, 800-506-9028. We're going to go to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Which hill to die on? Ryan, tell me.
I don't know. But my question is, if not the $600, where do we draw the line and say this and no more? Every dollar we're pumping, so-called pumping into the economy, every dollar we're giving people is a printed dollar that the federal government doesn't have to spend. That's been well established for a long time now. And I'm not sure which hill to die on, but I just, when are we going to stop accepting that Congress just knuckles under and gives the Democrats what they want?
Well, that's why I think that the important thing here is that your voice be heard, other voices be heard, and, you know, what do you want? What do you demand in this negotiation? But you're exactly right. I mean, when are we going to have a conversation about the federal debt? What a perfect time to do it. Okay, so here's the deal, folks. You want $600 per week to be given to people. And by the way, we did it, you know, just as an emergency relief payment once COVID started. Now it's the chance to renew it, do you not? You got Joe, you got Chuckie Schumer saying, I want it forever. He wants it forever. Bring it on, I want it forever. Of course he does. And you say, okay, if we do what he wants, that $600 per week, per person that's unemployed, is going to get that bonus, and you're going to pay for it. You're going to write the check because you're going to have a bigger tax burden. You're going to have a bigger burden in the debt. Do you want it or not? Do you think people care? They want, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want the $600 a week. I don't care who pays for it. Give me the $600 a week. What do you think, Brian?
I don't know what to think anymore. The $600 that already, got paid out till the end of July, that would not have been possible without Republicans in Congress agreeing to it. You know, just like so many states agreed to lockdowns. Well, it's only going to be 4 weeks. It's only going to be 6 weeks. It's only going to be 8 weeks. I would have thought by now that people that consider themselves conservatives would have learned not to trust bureaucrats. But apparently we just get thumped over the head again and again and again, and that's a lesson that we as a nation we have yet to learn. We're in denial.
Scary times. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Texter says, Trump needs to hold firm and stop this madness. Democrats want socialism. Stay home and take what the government gives you. Do we know what socialism is? Wait a minute. Is that the deal where everything I need is taken care of? Yeah. But I mean, really. What do you think the level of education that is provided related specifically to what socialism is, what socialism has done in our past, is a part of curriculum
in schools? Do you really want those people teaching what socialism is? Because it's not necessarily going to be an untwisted version.
No, I want just facts. I want the textbook to show me what socialism looks like.
Whose facts?
What it is. Well, what it was, but I hear what you're saying, but what are you going to do?
I don't trust.
This is why we're in the problem we're in.
Well, exactly.
Let's see, Cabot in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Cabot.
Yeah, hi. Say, let them keep the $600, but let's open the country back up, and if they get called to go back to work and refuse because they want to collect that $600, then they're no longer eligible for unemployment. Period.
Yeah, watch that pass constitutional, you know, measure. I hear you, but would be nice to say.
If you want to collect unemployment, you have to normally look for a job. So if they're called back to a job that they held, that they were laid off from, then that should cancel their unemployment just by any laws that are already on the books.
Yeah, this is something I'd love to know. I'd love to take a snapshot and say, okay, how many people are staying home, avoiding work as a result of the 600 that could be at work?
Yeah.
You know, how many are we talking about here?
Yeah, good question. Then the essential workers basically get nothing.
And who pays for it?
Well, the essential workers do, of course.
We do. Right? I mean, you know, taxpayers do. The debt does. It's crazy. Cabot, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Texter says, one of the reasons businesses are open for limited hours is because employees only want to work a few hours and still draw unemployment. That's true.
Yep. They can, they will.
Another texter says, I think we talked about this 600 way back when it came out. We knew this was designed to be used as a wedge. How dare you get rid of Santa Claus? Yeah, well, they're using it. They're using it. Actually, right. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. Interesting conversation when we come back. More of your calls, questions, and comments to come.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 weeks ago, my life as I knew it changed in an instant, and my family will never be the same.
A New Jersey federal judge going public for the first time since her son was shot and killed and her husband wounded at their home in North Brunswick. In an emotional video just released, Judge Esther Sala says,
a madman who I believe was targeting me because of my position as a federal judge came to my house.
She says the free flow of personal information off the internet allowed the shooter to find her address. Police believe the shooter, who was dressed as a delivery driver, was targeting the judge. He later killed himself. The National Weather Service issuing watches and warnings for the coasts of North and South Carolina as tropical storm Isaias is approaching. The storm forecast to increase in strength and come ashore there late tonight and then impact the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, mark this on your calendar. We're going to be doing a North Dakota We Love Energy Town Hall meeting. This is all about we the people showing their support for energy. Coal country meets oil country, gas country meets wind country, ethanol, all of the above. Everything we love about energy. Many times energy squabbles become counterproductive. And what I want to do here is just demonstrate what I believe to be true from taking the calls I've taken on this program to believe that there is a huge swath of support among the grassroots for energy. So we'll be at the Bismarck Event Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Come on out. We've invited a lot of dignitaries, meaning elected leaders, also folks from the industry. And so, any particular questions on any particular industry are certainly welcome. But I just want to have them really understand how much support there is for energy and also motivate elected leaders to do more, to come together and come up with a plan. And we just have to. We absolutely have to. No two ways about it. My friends at PetroServe USA want you to come on by today and enjoy a great lunch. That's right. They have the daily lunch specials where every side comes with two sides and a bun. Today I want to tell you about something you'll find at every PetroServe USA location, and that's the 4 for $4 deal. So you get this fresh-baked personal pan pizza, single-topping pizza or a breakfast pizza. You get 2 fresh-baked cookies right out of the little fresh counter there. Oh, they're so good. You open the door, they're just, just can't wait to eat them. And a 20-ounce fountain drink or a coffee. That's 4 items for $4 all day, every single day. Every single day. And, of course, all their lunch specials come with 2 sides and a bun. The chicken is phenomenal. The caramel rolls are great. Don't forget Valley Dairy is part of that. The Northern Valley. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, still to come, Jason Bohr from the Lignon Energy Council today on the program, plus more on the doctors that are getting the shaft, more on your comments on the $600 in an unemployment bonus on top of what you already get for unemployment, and that debate, which will wage in the United States Senate this week. Get ready for it. Get ready for that. But right now, pleased to welcome to the program the governor of the great state of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Tim, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You know, I normally ask a lot of the questions from the program I host of our guests, but we had so many questions for you that most of the questions today are from the audience because folks
are looking forward to asking you a question. And a lot of the themes are, hey, Governor, we're important here in Western Minnesota too. And I know you get this a lot. You and I have talked about this before, but would you kind of just talk about, how you handle the Twin Cities versus how you handle the Western Minnesota area? And what do you say to people who say we don't get enough attention out here?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd say is that's kind of one of the reasons I ran for office. I think people forget that I'm the first outstate governor from Mankato in over three decades. Grew up on a small farming community of about 300 people, so I get it. And I think the thing is that I've worked at trying to stop this divide. Minnesota's stronger because we have this diversified economy. And I know it can feel like the resources are going to the Twin Cities, but we also know that tax dollars flow both ways. I think the biggest thing is that I focus heavily on local government aid, making sure that tax dollars were distributed and back to the communities where they could make a difference. I wanted to make sure that as we looked at and understood that the agricultural economy is still a bedrock of what we do, so that we were supporting agriculture. It's one of the reasons I was 12 years on the Ag Committee in Congress and developed a lot of those relationships. And then I think listening to folks, and I know prior to COVID, I think we are making headway in that idea that we're one Minnesota. But I think, unfortunately, COVID and this virus has highlighted some of those rifts, not just political, geographic rifts. Because I hear you on this, Scott, when people say, geez, I'm up in Lake of the Woods, and it wasn't until last week we got our first case, except we had these restrictions on us. I get that. We're trying to use the best data from the health experts, but I think the idea of those that want to split us, I consider myself a greater Minnesota guy. I'm proud of that, but I also am proud that the Twin Cities thrive. So it's a tough one, but I would just ask folks, we're stronger when we're in this together.
Jane asks us to ask you why there is a need to override the Constitution and not letting the legislature or elected representatives contribute to the plans dealing with COVID-19. Jane is probably channeling Kantleen there. Senator and Paul Marcourt and Ben Lean and others have said some similar things in concern. What would you say to Jane and the others?
Well, first of all, Dan, I get it. I was a legislator, and I worry deeply about separation of powers. I think it's disingenuous of me to complain that the president uses executive power and overreach, and if we do it. The difference, I think, is that constitutionally, I am operating under the Minnesota Constitution, Chapter 12. That's very clear. In every case of these use of executive powers, whether it was using my executive powers to make sure that I could buy masks for nurses in a faster manner, if we go through the legislative process, and I think you've seen this, the legislative process is meant to be slow, deliberative, and clunky. In an emergency, you don't have time for that. That's why the framers put it in there, whether it is a tornado, whether it is a blizzard, or whether it is a global pandemic. The idea is to let the executive be able to make these decisions, and then the checks fall back on to the legislature. So every one of these cases that you have the courts, and I would encourage Jane, if she thinks any of these are constitutional, I would encourage her, take these to courts, and the courts will decide. At this point in time, in 49 other states, including here, the courts have upheld that the governors are using their executive powers in a way that the Constitution allows.
Andrew says, I'd like to know, with all the hats he wears, governor, service member, educator, father, what's one thing he would like Minnesotans to take away from what we've collectively experienced in the last 6 months?
Well, first of all, a deep appreciation for Minnesotans. And again, I know when you get to this, and the honor of being the governor of Minnesota is one thing. I think sometimes people forget. I think that thing about saying a father and a teacher, that's where I came from, too. And I hope that the idea is that I know some of these decisions have caused pain to people, but I hope that they know it's always in the best interest both for their safety, their health, and their well-being. And I hear you on this. And I just want to acknowledge, too, is I'll be the first to say what we've learned over 5 months. We have to continue to evolve, move, and change. And I think you saw with our announcement around schools, really, really trying to see that there are differences. And I think you'll see a lot of northern Minnesota schools will be open and in person, and I believe safe and delivering what they need to do. Maybe some of the more concentrated areas or areas where they've had outbreaks around packing plants might not be. But I take this very personally. I take it as what my family, my kids are in public school. I have my family that are business owners that have had to close their doors, and I hope that folks see it, that we're trying to get this right for them and trying to understand that each and every family struggle matters.
Minnesota news organizations yesterday seemed to focus on some criticism of the school plan, saying it sort of took too long. The headline of the trip, I guess, was Minnesota parents still left hanging after Walt's order on schools. You had one parent quoted saying he'd been waiting for months and months and months and still doesn't know everything he needs to know. What do you say to those folks that are waiting now for some answers as we get close to the school year starting?
Yeah, I wish we knew more too, and I wish we knew more earlier. And I think the thing is, they're going to end up waiting for answers throughout the whole year. I think the thing about this is because of the unknown nature of COVID-19. Just to be candid, Scott, I think probably when we were seeing our peak and, you know, we kind of plateaued and we're coming down, we thought by early June we would probably be able to make an announcement a little bit earlier, and we were viewing it a little differently. Well, this thing came roaring back. As we speak now, we're having the highest number of cases in this country, and death rates are starting to climb again. So I think that ability to build a plan that was resilient, I didn't want to put out a plan that said what's going to happen on September 8th, the first day. I wanted to build a plan that kept students in the best possible situation, in the best learning environment, the safest environment, all the way through the school year. So I think we were taking in those situations. The districts now who have a lot of decisions that they need to make, but we're already ready to make them. They know their schools better. I think that's what people were asking for. I mean, it's a bit ironic where people are saying you're overreaching and then people are saying, why didn't you just close schools or open them? I don't think that was the proper way to approach it. And to be very honest, it's simply COVID. So your school may look like it can open now. I'm telling you, Arizona went from 6% positivity rates on their testing to 18% in less than 3 weeks. This thing can change that rapidly. I am very optimistic that in Minnesota, that between now and September 8th, if we do the things like social distance and do the masking, we can drive this thing down, and a large number of these schools are going to be back open, and then parents will know. But I would just tell people, be prepared for change. COVID has done that to us. Be prepared that we need to be a little flexible. But I think this plan gives schools the tools to do that.
We get a lot of questions, especially from rural Minnesota and even our South Dakota, North Dakota listeners, of concern about Minnesota taking a turn for the worse related to its approach to law enforcement. Much of that comes, obviously, on the heels of a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests down there and some of the things that happened in the Twin Cities. But should people in western Minnesota or, in neighboring states worry that Minnesota is turning against law enforcement?
No, and I think an example of that is this piece of pretty fundamental change that we made about law enforcement and trust in the community was worked on and endorsed by our Police Chiefs Association, our Sheriff's Association, and our Minnesota Police and Protective Workers. They were at the table. They understand this, too. There's not a single one of those police officers thought that what happened to George Floyd was a good thing, and they understand the frustrations are there. There's also a whole lot of people that know that when you're in trouble and you need someone to be there, if the right person to be there is a police officer, you sure want them to be there. And I think the discussion gets put into this, everything in America is black or white, red or blue, if you will, this or that. And that's not truly the case. I think what a lot of people are saying is that having a police officer in a situation where someone's in a mental health crisis might not always be the best thing. Are there better ways to build the trust up? And I think the one thing we're learning is that policing is not the same in every single community. So I would tell people that the strength and the vitality of our urban areas is going to be dependent on how safe people feel with their public service, and they need to have a say in it. Same thing goes with rural Minnesota. So the one thing I think that I worry about is when I see this in the legislature, of rural legislators telling people that they should be worried about visiting areas. That's not how we do things. If there is an uptick in violence, if there is an uptick in how we're doing things, let's figure out together how do we make that work. Because I'm telling you, again, we are stronger together than we'd ever be trying to divide us into subsections of a state.
We're going to have to actually track down some legislators and see what they think of your advice there of not suggesting that it might be a little bit troubling to visit the Twin Cities, because I don't think we should be giving advice to visit the Twin Cities. You don't want them saying, you don't want them visiting the Twin Cities. All I need to do is look at my television screen and a newspaper. More with Governor Tim Walz after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, friends.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back to some open phone time here in a moment. Don't forget, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what's happening on What's on Your Mind, when we're on, when we're off, you can call the Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum have that Be the Buffalo spirit. Turn to the storm, get it done, and they celebrate it about North Dakotans as well. More of our conversation now with the Governor Tim Walz, who before the break said, hey, if we got an uptick in crime, let's work on it together. Question I have is, at a time when violent crime is up 95% in Minneapolis, would you at least advise the city council to drop plans now to defund the Minneapolis Police Department?
Yeah, and once again, I think that that is a misnomer that when people said that, the defunding, no one, I think, and once people calmed down and the complexities of this, they were talking about, would it make more sense, and I have a mother whose son was autistic, got in an issue, a neighbor called the police, and he ended up getting shot. No weapons, nothing in that. And that's a case of what they're saying is can we do a better job of making sure that we're responding to these things in an appropriate manner? Are we sending the right people that are get there? And I think to try and make it on the situation is that all these cities are out of control. And the uptick, I want to be clear, there is an uptick in violence. But if you look over the last 50 years of those data, over the last 5 to 10 years, violent crime across the country has been trending down greatly. So I think this idea, no, every act of violence we need to address, and there are appropriate situations where you're certainly going to need to police there. But I think what folks are saying is there a better way to do it? Because I'm telling you, there are a large number of law-abiding folks in Minneapolis simply don't believe that the police are going to be there to protect them, too. So that is why the police came to the table and said, what can we do to earn their trust? What can we do to get back? And I think that piece of legislation is going to go a long ways.
Last question I have for you is actually an invitation. This is me and others that I hear from regularly throughout Minnesota who are really afraid of what the economy is going to do in the way of a destruction because of COVID, of the restaurant, the hotels, the resorts, all throughout western Minnesota, Lakes Country. And, you know, there's reports even from industry sources saying 50% or more of restaurants will close permanently. They'll have to shut down. Restaurants as well. And it seems like they're not really getting heard in all of this. You mentioned Lake of the Woods and no COVID cases, an example. There's others. And yet these restaurants have had to suffer. The resorts have had to suffer with very little threat to the public because of the COVID. Would you come up and just sit down with some of these folks and help figure out the future with them?
I do it all the time. I drive all the time. And the one thing I would say to you, Scott, is that the idea that I would not want these to open or that everybody went, that's simply not true. And the fact is you can have no restrictions. And what we've seen this is where we saw states that took off the restrictions, their reservations to restaurants weren't any higher than Minnesota. People are going to come back to your businesses when they feel safe. They're going to come back when they feel like that it's the way where they can go and not have this happen. And I think getting the idea on this is that this is somehow a political decision rather than a public health decision is getting us into that. And this is tough. And I said that is exactly why when we ask people to stay home to stop that, it wasn't a government handout. It was a public health issue to make sure that we were funding. I'm frustrated that those PPE loans did not go more to the restaurant industry. I believe the restaurant and hospitality industry has been the hardest hit by this, and I believe they were the least served by the federal work. State government, we can't deficit spend. We don't have the capacity for all of that. The federal government does, and then the surest thing we can do to get those restaurants going again is to beat this virus.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I also think, by the way, what's been done is done. Now the question is, what's the future? What is it? For instance, I mean, you could be completely open, but you still are going to be suggesting physical distancing. So that means less people can get into a restaurant. So it costs, but it doesn't matter. It is what it is. How do we do it going forward so we don't realize that the statistics that tell us 50% of these businesses could close, which just breaks my heart. And I know it does your too.
I think we crush the virus over the next few months. And that's the thing I will tell you. I think there's a lot of these decisions we've had to make, I will stand by that I made them in the best public health decision. I think some of them are certainly debatable. And I will be the first to tell you, certainly 5 months later, there might be some that I would certainly do differently. The one that I don't understand is the mask wearing and the hand washing and as much social distance as we can. That will crush this thing. And I do not understand how it became a fight over that. So I would just ask people, if you want to have 100% of folks being able to go back in, if you want your schools open, if you want to see football played and everything, let's just crush this thing. This thing dies if it can't jump from one to the other. And the sooner we do that, and we're seeing it in places like New Zealand, they were able to do it. And then we see it in places like South Korea and Japan where it comes back. You just squash it out again. It is still burning out of control. Here in Minnesota, I think we've got an opportunity. Let's crush this thing over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And let's go into the fall and then get these back going in. Because I agree with you. To lose these restaurants, that's not just business we're losing. It's part of who we are. Going out for a meal to celebrate your anniversary, those are memories. Those are not there right now. So I hear folks on this. I think they have become as creative as possible. I would just tell people that the enemy in this is not each other. The enemy in this is COVID. And let's just beat it.
Well, from one small-town Minnesota boy to another, I grew up in Montevideo, by the way, going to, you know, Fiesta Days parades with Wendy Anderson and Walter Mondale, and remember?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, my father-in-law coached out in Mineota.
Oh,
coached
is that
basketball
right?
out there for years.
Wow.
And my wife's uncle won state championships out in Gaylord, out in that area. So
I was at more more cousins' weddings in the Mineota bar than I care to recount. Anyway,
we've all been down there.
Yeah, we
well,
have.
Thank you, Scott. Have me back on again. I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
Let's get together. We can do that and get some of those folks together.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Governor. Governor Tim Walz, and we're going to do that. So, you know, I would call that a victory out of the interview, that we get a chance to sit down with folks, and I really can't overestimate the challenges that lie ahead for a lot of businesses that have been just told, shut down, limit your hours, limit your customers. So that needs to be part of the recovery plan if we're going to keep our economy cranking. All right, some of your reaction to that interview when we come back, and other questions and comments, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.